So you notice all three questions have to do with justice. You notice that? Typically, when we talk about God's redemption, God's choosing to save some and not others, that Jesus died for particular people, the Holy Spirit applies that sovereignly as He wills. People get offended by that, even though it's in the Bible. And usually the argument is, well, where is mercy? Where is the love of God? Where is, mercy? But what is, if you try to define mercy, what's the context of mercy? Justice. Justice is getting what you deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. If you take away justice, you don't have mercy. It's undefinable. Mercy is understood in the concept of justice. And also, salvation begins with the glory of God and not me. Does that make sense? Your salvation isn't about you, primarily. It's about God who saves. Jehovah saves. Joshua. Jehovah Shua in the New Testament. Jesus. He shall be called Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. So the salvation that we celebrate and rejoice in ultimately is for the glory of God. And the judgment for sin is for the glory of God. God's justice, God's mercy are both glorified. Do we understand? That's the starting point, is God. And then God, who is rich in His mercy, with which His great love, with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, He made us alive. The work of the Holy Spirit, applying the work of Christ to our lives. Who gets the glory? Will there be anybody in heaven saying, I'm here because of my faith? Or are they going to say, I'm here because of the grace of God? And grace caused my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious was the grace of God the hour I first believed, because of the grace of God enabled me to believe. Paul writes that. We've been looking at that in Ephesians 2. So will God allow such disobedience with Adam and Eve and with us and apostasy to go unpunished? No. He is terribly displeased. Boy, that is a weak statement. Terribly displeased, that sounds pretty strong. No, He's highly offended. Personal. As Van Til says, sin is like climbing up in the lap of our Heavenly Father in order to slap Him in the face. That's a personal offense, as well as a violation of the law. And then they go on to say, well, what about the mercy of God? Again, justice must be satisfied. So how can you be accepted by God if you are a sinner and because of your sins, you face eternal judgment? And the answer is Jesus Christ. The next question. Since then, by the righteous judgment of God, we deserve temporal, in time, and eternal punishment. How may we escape this punishment and be again received in the favor? God wills that His justice be satisfied. Therefore, we must make full satisfaction to that justice, either by ourselves. Can you do that? Full satisfaction for all your sins? Can you do that? Or by another. Who's that other? Jesus. That's right. Amen.